NYC students lose recess as border crossers live in school gyms enjoying free pizza, sandwiches. By John Binder on May 15, 2023. New York City public school students are having their recess cut as adult border crossers and illegal aliens are sheltered in their school gyms and enjoying free pizza and sandwiches under a plan led by Mayor Eric Adams, D. As Breitbart News reported Monday, Adams has started transforming many of the city's public school gyms into migrant shelters to house potentially thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens as more than 60,000 have arrived in the sanctuary city since last spring. Parents of school children, as the New York Daily News reports, are outraged over the plan and noted that their kids have had recess cut while migrants living in the school gyms are being given free housing and food, paid for by New Yorkers. How would you feel if you were living here and you got these random people moving into a school that's active that your grandkids go to? Resident Danielle Rogers told the Daily News. She lives across the street from PS 188 in Coney Island, where nearly 100 adult migrants have already started living. At PS 188, an adult male Venezuelan border crosser told the Daily News that they are receiving free food like pizza and sandwiches. Hundreds of other border crossers and illegal aliens are expected to take shelter in school gyms at Brooklyn schools like PS 189, PS 17, and PS 132, among others. A former school in Staten Island, likewise, has been designated as a soon-to-be migrant shelter as well. At PS 132 in Williamsburg, a mother of a student told the Daily News that recess has been cut for students as border crossers and illegal aliens fill up the school's gym. "They didn't have recess outside today, which sucks," she said. The outrage among parents is quickly growing. On Monday, some parents told CBS News that they were picking their children up early or not dropping them off at PS 188 after they found out that adult border crossers and illegal aliens are living on the school's campus. "Why should they be in there with those adults? Those are men and women. We don't know where these people come from," one parent told CBS News. "It's the mayor and the chancellor. I really blame the chancellor." The cost of waves of illegal immigration is expected to be steep for New Yorkers who are already some of the most tax-burdened Americans. By the middle of next year, the city's aiding migrants will have cost New Yorkers $4 billion. Related, Adams, even though he also sent migrants to a city with a white mayor, Abbott is trying to hurt cities with black mayors. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.